SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing, handicapping,
interviews.
This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Tuesday, race fans. Sirius 219 XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website, stevebick.com. And coming off the 4-day extravaganza, a good term for it, the racing from Friday through Monday, almost complete in terms of pre-Breeders' Cup Stakes, the Jessamine tomorrow at Keeneland. The filly's going to go round out the juvenile turf scene, and we can really get to work seriously tracking horses toward the Cup. And yesterday's racing, really more a continuation, more of what we talked about yesterday coming out of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, opening day at Keeneland, and then into the BC Challenge racing. Yesterday you had some crazy prices, and then you had some more formful result, but the juvenile turfers at Santa Anita in particular for the surfboards, a wire-to-wire winner, Lakerville, the Stallion, the unusual heat son. It's his first crop, and there's not a lot of them yet, but they may end up being dangerous. And much like his own sire, Lakerville, gets all kinds of horses, unusual heat. Well, Lakerball, Doug O'Neill, wire to wire. And, you know, you looked at the pace projection, and there's no doubt that she was going to be on an isolated lead. And Mario Gutierrez, absolutely cognizant of it, and took control and kept a measured length, chased by Ms. Bigley and Proctor's Summering, who was the heavy favorite. I guess that was partly on reputation, really, coming in and the big buzz from the summer, because, as mentioned yesterday with Richard Baltus, whose Lady Prancelot ended up second in here and ran well. She came running late and just missed. But on figures, I mean, if you're a figure, if you use any kind of speed figure, Summering really didn't come in all that fast. And, you know, there's times where you have to say, well, visually, and you know, you hear people say, well, I'm going to trust what I saw in my eyes and blah, blah. Yeah, okay, yeah, agreed. I mean, that there are occasions when that, and two-year-old's not a bad place to utilize that approach, but two to five was over the top on Summering. And yeah, my sweet Babu came out, so you ended up with a 6-horse field. But still, I mean, even if just using Byers, she wasn't that much faster. She'd had a pair of 74s. You know, I know how people love to think they're smarter than Andy Byer and deride the figures. I mean, it's a accessible apparent product that is right out there you know, for everybody to use, as opposed to, you know, private. You know, I'm a big TheraGraph user. I'm happy to pay for what the TheraGraph package brings to it. But any on every measurement, I mean, 2 to 5 was just way too low. And you know, then when you know, when you looked at the pace, Laker ball absolutely looked like she would, coming off these sprints, that she was going to be out there. Frankly, on TheraGraph race shapes, they showed her as a leader by as many as 7 lengths over Candora, based on, you know, and obviously it's based on limited, you know, limited data, just a couple of starts, one start for Candora and two for, actually three for Laker ball. Very interesting result, and the longest shot on the board by a huge margin. I mean, 34-1. Doug O'Neill, Pappas Racing, Purple Rain Racing, and Tom Roberts are the partners involved, and they got to be excited about it. This is, you know, David May, I think, was involved in this purchase, and he had a huge, as an agent, as a bloodstock source, had a big weekend because Next Shares was a purchase that he engineered. Of course, talked yesterday to Baltus, had fun with Baltus. there's a few people you interview that when you, if you make them laugh, that it's a big win. Big win as well for Gary Stevens aboard for Bondi, King of Speed. And it's funny, they call him King of Speed, but he comes from off the pace. King of Speed. The Jimmy Creed Colt wins the Zuma Beach later on the card. And he was the most accomplished, basically, I mean, pretty close between the O'Neill runner, Takeo Squared. They both had made 5 career starts already. It's October. King of Speed took 4 starts to break his maiden and has been improving on the grass, and of course won the juvenile turf down at Del Mar. Got away at almost 6-1 in here. Paid 13.40. And much better. Went off your favorite a little over, what, 6-5? Yeah, 6-5, and much better off the Baffert Three Chimneys Pioneer, the Nile Colt, off the debut win on the main track and then moved to the grass. This one out of Dustin Diamonds, familiar to me as a Padua Stables product, one of Satish's, but much better, and much better, ran fine, ran a good race, and looked like a winner before King of Speed just, you know, went on by. A nice weekend for Stevens, by the way. Gary Stevens with a couple of stake wins, and Bondi, who had been a little quiet for a period, it seems like Bondi's coming alive. He's had a few stake winners here over the last, I'd say, you know, the end of Del Mar and into the early fall. Stevens, of course, on Sharp Samurai on Saturday or Sunday in the City of Hope. So two, and also there was something, he won something else too. I saw that he finished up front on another. It must have just been a quote unquote regular win, but good action yesterday at the Great Race Place, the two stakes. There was also, I didn't get a chance yesterday. I had meant to discuss the maiden race. We were so busy yesterday. But that second race yesterday, it ended up that Coliseum scratched. And this was a Godolphin homebred of Baffert that is by Tappet and out of the wonderful Game Face. And Coliseum scratched. Baffert went ahead and ran Metropole. The Shackleford Bay Colt for Peachtree. This was actually bred by the Darby Dan team, Phillips Racing Partnership. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, a Wonder Again family product. And so Baffert went with Metropole, who was 3-5, a little over 3-5, and beats Mikowski, Street Image, Street Sense, Colt, who ran very well in here as well. The field ended up with just four because Coliseum came out, but watch for Coliseum as well. So Baffert just keeps bringing out the guns on the two-year-old front. Back in New York, back here. A couple of stakes, and I mentioned yesterday that Christophe Clement was going to join us, and I guess I'm glad that Chris couldn't visit yesterday, because we've got two more stake winners to talk about with him. How about Clement? Four stake wins over the weekend, and what did I see? He's 7 for his last 12. He did, and you know, he did this, what was it, at Saratoga? He had a spurt like this as well earlier this year. The Knickerbocker win and the Matron to discuss. And the Matron, another stake winner for Shell Evans. Nice weekend for Mr. Evans in the familiar blue jacket with the inverted red triangle. Tonalist. And so many more. One of the great racing families in the game. And of course they won with Have At It. So we'll talk about all four wins. Black Type, Jump Sucker, Wire to Wire, and able to hold off High Happy, Todd Pletcher's 6-year-old Argentinian, in a good running of the Knickerbocker, the grade two. So a heaping helping of Christophe Clement. We expect John Service as well today. Andy Serling, John White. I mentioned Todd Pletcher. Later on as well. Lots to do. More of the weekend recap, the house cleaning. When we come back at the races, Tuesday, SiriusXM.
The latest racing news.
It's At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard, too.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years? We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and Kent the Sermon Afternoon Delights, absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
He called me back. Baby, all night long, used to hold and kiss me till the dawn. Then one day I awoke and he was gone. There's no more baby.
Great. Haven't heard that in a while. Was thinking about it the other day. And, you know, Hammer, you heard Hammer on Friday. And he rushed out and he and his wife saw Stars Born. We went yesterday. Tina and I went. It's funny because she didn't, with all the publicity, she didn't say, oh, we have to go see it. And then all of a sudden, just from the buzz. Tina said, I think I want to go see Stars Born. I said, okay. And it's really good. You know, they've told this, as I said last week, they've told this story repeatedly since the 30s. But it, and by the way, it turns out the same. But, you know, even that silent film from a few years ago, The Artist, that's an interpretation of it too. But it's really good. I mean, Bradley Cooper is brilliant and, he directed and, Lady Gaga is, I mean, she's winning an actress award. Cooper, I don't know if he'll win for director. I don't know. It's terrific. And I tell you, we got to talk to Lenny Shulman because his man, Andrew Dice Clay, who I did not realize, I didn't read any reviews or anything. I didn't realize Dice was in it and plays Lady Gaga's, plays Ally's father and is terrific. Terrific. A big triumph for Dice. So, Lenny. I don't know. I don't know if Lenny, you know, had anything to do with. Lenny doesn't take credit for Dice's successes, but he can take credit for some of the jokes because he wrote them. He wrote plenty of them. And you know, and Lenny's got some news of his own, by the way. I don't know if I can go live with that. Maybe this week. He's got a very cool piece of news. Does Lenny Shulman. So, John Service in about 10 minutes. Looking forward to that. And talk about Jaywalk and her win in the Frisette and march toward Breeders' Cup. She was terrific, absolutely terrific, and puts a very familiar set of silks in the cup, and that being, of course, Cash is King. Chuck Zachney, and I wonder if they're alternating. Maybe they're alternating jacket. Because I think it was the Len Green's jacket that was on Jaywalk. So maybe they're going back and forth. They're partners on this Gainsway Cross Traffic Filly. It was a very notable. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Sid tomorrow. A very notable weekend on that front for some stallions, and there's been. You know, it's been a good summer and early fall. There's some, you know, we on the Philly front, Sipic and Harbor, big grade one for Orb. This is a big one for Cross Traffic. Violence had a huge weekend with the two turf sprinters. Arch, arch, arch. Next shares. How about that? There were some very interesting Declaration of War who seems to be clicking along nicely. And of course, McLean's Music with another grade one. And you know, Chad Brown, between the Preakness and now a win here in the Champagne, clearly with McLean's Music horses. He's got a touch, and getting them to stretch out, and that's going to be what everybody talks about with Complexity. So we'll talk with Sid tomorrow and see who else. Yeah, Declaration of War, and you know, when Todd Pletcher joins us, I don't want to just concentrate on the recent stake wins, including Current, Keeneland in the Bourbon, but also that Empire of War that broke the maiden, also going on the grass, a mile and a 16th in this case, under Manny Franco. That's the Separation of Powers sibling, Empire of War. So Declaration of War seemed to be popping up on a frequent basis. And by the way, speaking of the breeding front, select portion of the sale, October sale at OBS today. Keep that in mind. They're also selling yearlings across the pond, Tattersalls, going on the next 3 days. So the yearling market continues, and then we'll shift gears. November, and trade some racing stock and blood stock in the November sales. Just looking to see if there was any, just the advance on OBS. Two American Pharaohs of note in the sale. Just looking at what Nicole Russo had to say going into the 3 days of OBS October. And then Fasig will be in town here next Monday, by the way. That's kind of a fun one day fall sale. Saratoga, and that's a mixed bag. That's broodmares in foal, weanlings, yearlings, racing. it's a free for all. It's kind of a fun sale. Andy Serling will join us. I don't know if I mentioned. Did we go as we were going to the break? Andy will be with us at 10. I want to get his take on the weekend, and also quite notable. In fact, it was on display yesterday. Is the way the turf course, this rain has been, you know, obviously taking a toll on the grass course, and you know, the jocks getting, frustrated, alarmed about the turf course status. And so from that front, it's problematic. Nothing you can do, obviously. But it is quite clear that, you know, now after we had talked last week about the rail, you know, the inner rail coming down on the widener, well, then they took the inner rail down on the inner turf. And same scenario. The untrampled portion of the turf course, you know, those first couple of paths, it's the only place to be. If you're trying to rally outside, I mean, the footing is just a mess. And in fact, we'll talk, we'll see about the conversation coming up with Christoph at 45, because I think it was Davey Cohen, right? Yesterday? I think it was Davey Cohen with another, there you go. There's another jock that, yeah, it was Davey Cohen. Got on that path and, you know, 18-1, by the way, yesterday for Christoph Clément. You would have thought by the ninth race on Monday, after what was, you know, would have become apparent that Clément, you know, he'd already won not just the stake, but he also won with Sister Sunday the seventh race, wire to wire, with Rosario on the inner. Same thing. So, you know, clearly outfits are, you know, are understanding, you know, where to go. I mean, sometimes you have no choice. You can't necessarily get to the inside, but, you know, the savvy riders are going to take advantage of this. We need a week of, it's going to be warm today. That'll help. But we need wind, dry that off, and some sun. We haven't seen the sun in God knows how long. So we'll talk to Andy about you know, what it means. I mean, you don't have to call it a bias per se, but it certainly is a scenario that invites trip notes and, you know, taking a real notice of horses that were in positions that were, you know, disadvantageous, and when they run back later in the meet, that's when you strike. And you can strike later in the week too. There's a carryover, 42,000, and Christoph Clément in no small contributor to that carryover situation with the 18-1 stake winner in the Matron. We'll head to the break. When we come back, John Service is going to join us to talk about Frizette win for him, Jaywalk, Joel Rosario. And as I mentioned yesterday, Rosario is piling up nice mounts for Breeders' Cup. Keep a very close tab on him. Ron Anderson, the wise old owl. yeah. I mean, you know, the Ortizes, they'll be, you know, and Johnny too. Johnny Velasquez has very quietly seems to be assembling a serious roster. It was nice yesterday, by the way. Baltus Gaffleone with Nick Scherz, giving him the chance. Not going to take him off of Nick Scherz for the Breeders' Cup Mile. John Service joins us next. He's had some high profile stake performers the last few weeks and scores the grade one for Zet. Clement to follow, Andy Serling, and more. Stay with us.
The latest racing news.
It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years? We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the summer on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a grade one race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
I can't stop shaking. The room has a groove and the floor is almost earthquaking. Look what we're making. History out on the floor and it's just awaking. So get that needle in the core. Scratch that back and give me more. You know exactly what I came here for. Back it up and do it again. From the middle to the top of the end.
Cairo Emerald and some John Service for us. And I hadn't thought of this until just it popped in my head as we're coming back from the break. We so often talk about Jerry Hollendorfer and his litany of success with fillies, the Kentucky Oaks particularly. But, you know, I mean, yes, Marty Jones and Rockport Harbor. But, John, you've had a roster of tremendous success with fillies. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent.
I've been pretty fortunate. Had some good fillies go through the barn.
And now I'm just thinking, did she win a frisette?
No, she did not. She won the New York races that she won were the coaching club and the Alabama.
Okay, as a two-year-old, I thought she...
The Damoiselle. The Damoiselle.
There you go. There you go. I remembered her winning something like that. There you go, the Damoiselle.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You come into this race as pretty much the second choice against, a first-out romper, and... what were the instructions, and talk about how it played out.
Well, actually, the instructions were quite different than the way the race set up. But I did tell Joelle that she did have speed if he needed it, for position. But I thought there was a lot of speed in there. You know, there was a few horses that had broke their maidens first time out and gone wire to wire, so I expected them to show speed. And I said, and the stake at Delaware, she set off the pace and relaxed comfortably and made a nice run through the stretch. So she'll do pretty much anything you want. So, ride your race, but, be aware that you can put her anywhere, do anything you want with her. So I was kind of surprised when she went to the lead and then down the backside, I was a little disturbed, actually, as fast as they were going. I was not feeling great about it.
Well, in fact, when you compare it to what went on Saturday with Complexity, it was not dissimilar. I mean, they both went in 22 and change, 45 and change, 109 and change, and they both turned away, any early challenge, and they basically, ran almost identical races and impressive races, come back with strong figures, and there's a lot to be excited about. Cross traffic out of an Orientate mare, bred by Gainsway, and has got experience, and she certainly runs like a horse that two turns won't be a problem.
No, we've always thought that she'd stretch out. I mean, she's made that way, and she's got such a great mind on her. Actually, we bought her as a yearling, so it was kind of surprising as we started training her for her first race. We were surprised how much speed she had because, we didn't expect to see that.
Take us back to the selection and to the purchase, 190 as a Keeneland September.
Well, she was one of those fillies when she walked out of the barn, the first look was just so impressive. She's just so attractive, and she's got very feminine and very attractive head on her. And then after going over, we watched her walk, and she had a big walk on her. And I tell you, for Mr. Green and Mr. Zachney to step up to $190,000 for across traffic the first year, that put a lot of confidence in myself and Jim McGreevy for making that selection, and they stood behind us.
Well, and here she is, basically proving it out, because she wins at second asking. She's won at three different racetracks now, at Parks, Delaware, and Belmont. A one-turn elongated mile is a challenge for any horse, and she's just acquitted herself beautifully at every juncture.
No, she's definitely a good filly, and she's proven that, and hopefully she'll continue to prove it.
Well, how much planning so far, toward Breeders' Cup with her at this point?
Well, we hadn't really done much until this morning. I wanted to give her a few days and really go over top to bottom. She came out of the race absolutely great. So, we're probably going to start leaning in that direction and knock on wood, as long as she continues to do well and everything's going well, that's probably where we'll go.
From Churchill and the experience for you to go in, obviously you know everything there is to know about shipping for a big race at Churchill Downs. What's your plan when it comes to that?
We'll probably ship in there Sunday before and get her settled in, and pretty much everything will be done by that point, and train her fairly light right up until Friday.
Outstanding. Well, Jaywalk, it's a cute name, too. Cross Traffic out of the Orientate mare. Lady Pewitt, and she'll press forward. And, you know, you mentioned Len Green and Chuck Zackney, Cash is King. I noted earlier the maroon jacket of Len Green. Are they alternating jackets? She'll wear the green and the crown?
You know, they have not yet, but I'll let those guys make that call.
I was curious because I expected the familiar Fleet Alex jacket, and then saw that it was, you know, that she had, you know, that Joelle had worn greens. Well, these two have actually they're pairing up quite a bit for horses.
The Greens bought into Diamond King,
right,
with Chuck, and then when we were at the yearling sale, I had a couple conversations with Chuck, and Len offered Chuck to get in on a couple horses that we were going to go after, and Chuck jumped at the opportunity, and I think we ended up buying like 7 yearlings in that partnership.
Nice. Nice. Well, to win a Frisette with one, and to get to the Breeders' Cup, exciting. And you potentially we're going after another with Malocchio as well. Talk about the Alcibiades. I thought that she had a real look in there. I was very much into her on Friday.
I expected her to run really well, Steve. She actually was sitting very good and looked like she was starting to make a little run into the turn, and then she just really flattened out, and unfortunately she came out of the race with a little bit of an issue. Thank God it's nothing major, but you won't see her till next year, and that certainly explains that effort.
Okay. He's got a chip?
No, she didn't come out of the race good. Thank God there's no surgery involved or anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
She just needs some growing up time, that's all.
That's too bad. Well, because she absolutely looked, you know, like a young horse with a future. Hope that's the case. You mentioned Diamond King. You took Diamond King and First Mondays, who you had entered in the Pennsylvania Derby and who you clearly have a high regard for. And he ran okay in the Oklahoma Derby. Diamond King, third in there. Some thoughts about the three-year-olds?
I mean, I thought Diamond King's effort was great. Unfortunately, you know, he's a horse that when he gets into the stretch, if he gets to the lead, he gets to waiting on horses, and he's done that a couple times, and I contemplated throwing some blinkers on him, but he was so hard to get to settle to get the distance. You know, I didn't want to do that going into a big race like that, so we elected not to, and I think he got himself beat. I think he got, if you watch the race again, he opens up two in the stretch, and his ears go straight up. And Frankie said he got the waiting on horses, and they kind of got to him at the 16th pole, and he dug in again. But they had the momentum, and he ended up getting beat a nose. And then you watch him galloping out, and he's 3 lengths in front of everybody galloping out. So I think we're going to put him away till next year, and start him up in some of them early races in Gulfstream, probably going to 1-turn mile, and I'll probably throw the blinkers on him then, put a little speed back in him, and hopefully that'll make him concentrate on things. And First Mondays, I think, is going to be a very nice horse next year. He's a great big horse. He's very immature, and he's still learning. You know, he's only run 3 times, so I expect that was his 4th start, but I expect him to have a really good year next year.
Well, it's been a very good year, and there's been quite a few stake horses, including the Pennsylvania bred that you're handling for the Bafferts, the man who has really been terrific. I mean, he's had a lot thrown at him, including Graded Stake Company. I mean, obviously he's with you to take advantage of his Pennsylvania breeding, but he's okay.
He is okay. He's a very nice PA bred. You know, he was in a little deeper water in that Graded Stake in the DeFrancis, and he showed that. But for around here with PA breds, he fits very well, and he loves to win. I mean, he's a very classy horse, and I think he's won 6 out of 11 now. So
Well, before we go, I do have to ask you about your most important owner, mainline, Will Schwartz. Got to get a win for Willie.
Yeah, Will's had a tough week, unfortunately. We had the filly in the stakes that I expected to run really well. She was third in the stake time before, and the horse that was second ended up winning the race on Saturday, but she just didn't show up. She was very flat and just didn't really run her race for whatever reason, seemed to come out of the race well. So I don't unfortunately for Will, that didn't turn out so well. But,
well,
but
someday
had a pretty good year. They got him and Dr. Bucky have a 2-year-old filly that won first asking. She came back and was third in the stake behind Jaywalk and then came back and won again. So she's obviously a pretty nice filly. So, they got something to be excited about there.
Well, the final horse I want to ask about is the Medaglia d'Oro filly that comes out this week, Jennifer's Dream. And this one was a Carrie Fromer product, and Chuck Zackney and the Cassius King team, and looking forward to Thursday at Laurel in the first race. What do we know?
Well, she's been a long time coming. Good size filly, very attractive. She just wasn't ready to run. I mean, mentally, she just hadn't really figured it out. And her last few works, she's really put it together, and she's training a lot more aggressive now in the mornings. So we're ready to take that first step and see how she does and take it from there.
Well, and that, I'm just looking, I mean, not only Medaglia d'Oro, and that's always notable, but the Dam, Joyful Victory, that was a Larry Jones, nice stake winner.
Yeah, that was for Fox Hill. Yeah, she was a very nice filly. I ran against her a couple times. And I think this is her first foal, if I'm not mistaken.
It would almost have to be, because she's only been gone maybe 3-4 years at the, yeah, probably, because she, I can think back, yeah,
I'm
it's probably,
sure it five,
yeah,
sure
it's because it she's, yeah. She's got to be 12, 13, something like that. Joyful Victory.
Go back to Cassius King and DJ, the Greens. They have a 2-year-old colt that probably going to show up in the Nashua. That's been pretty impressive. He won his first start pretty impressively, and I ran him in a stake at Delaware, and it was scorching hot that day, and he just didn't run his race at all. He was 3-5 in the race and just never showed up. And his name is Factor It In.
Okay.
And Frankie said after the race, he said, John, I would just throw it out. I mean, I think it was just so hot. He just didn't show up. And then I ran him back about 3 weeks ago, and he ran huge. And I think they gave him an 84 buyer. So we're probably going to test the waters in the Nashua and see how he fits there. But he's a nice colt. He's probably going to end up grassing somewhere along the line.
Sure.
Because he's by the factory. He's out of a Spikestown mare. So I don't know how far he'll go, but he's certainly got some talent.
Well, the turf sprinting certainly your brother setting some standards with the turf sprinters, and that was a pretty nice stakes exacta for Jason and John Service. I should fold that in, of course, because Jaywalk and Uncle Benny combining that had to be kind of fun.
That was great. I was talking to my brother-in-law and my sister yesterday. You know, Eddie Pleasa and. And he goes, you know, I haven't talked to your dad, but I can just picture your dad. He's probably out that golf course grinning from ear to ear with his chest popped out.
I love it. Well, we're going to talk to Jason, too. John, great work. Congratulations. We'll look forward to seeing you at Churchill.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
John Service, everybody. Take a break. Christophe Clement joins us next.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. It's back into your account the You could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Pirana here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire. Et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
We're back at the races. Christophe Clement joins us. Christophe, we pulled out Bridget and Serge Gainsborough just for you.
I'm amazed. It's Bonnie and Clyde. It's a very famous Spanish song with Bardot and Gainsborough. And, very, you know, and it's all my childhood.
Well, that's because you're like Bonnie and Clyde. You stole all the stakes the last 3 days.
I didn't think we stole anything, but that's okay.
Well, this was a terrific run over the weekend, and you know, whenever Shell Evans wins, the industry always should be appreciative. One of the great families in the sport, and I guess we could start with Saturday and have at it. Was the logical other horse going into the Hill Prince, and obviously getting better at the right time, too?
Absolutely. I mean, we always liked him all year long, and not very consistent. Basically, to make a long story short, every time he had an aggressive ride, he ran well. Every time we took him back, he ran disappointingly. And you know, everything worked out on Saturday. Got a great ride. The horse looked well. He's been training forwardly, and I'm just delighted for Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
The other part of this, and the turf course situation, you know, you certainly run a lot of horses on the turf, and this has been already the worst summer, then now we're having the worst fall imaginable. Being on the inside where the footing is the best, that obviously is a positive too.
Well, correct. You know, they opened the bell over the weekend, so the inner turf course, I will say for sure the two pass, maybe three pass, but the first two pass on the bell were much better than the rest. So if you had a good draw, and most people are never further than the two pass anyway, but the it was nice to have that fresh ground, because even if it was not firm, it was perfectly even. It was a very good turf course and very consistent for the horses.
How you know, how much are you, do you have a read so far on his distance preferences? What's your read as he matures?
I mean, he's been running well from a mile to a mile and eighth. Small question mark if he wants to go a mile and a quarter. He was very relaxed the other day with David. So, you know, he won't going a mile and eighth the help reins. Could he go further? Maybe. Maybe next year, the 4 years old. At the moment, I'll probably keep him, you know, at the mile and eighth, and then we'll go from there.
Is there something that you can fit in before the end of the year for him?
Then absolutely. He probably will run another, at least one more race, maybe two more races. You know, you got, if you look at the program, you only have like three or four stakes for straight 3 years old. It's foolish to run against all the horses as long as you've got these straight 3 years old stakes. You've got to take advantage of the fact that you can run against your own age. You've got, I think there was a race at Santa Anita called the Twilight Derby on November 4th, which is a great
right.
2 mile and 8. You've got a race in New York, which is $150,000 stakes called the Gio Ponti on November 23rd. Then you also have a race at Del Mar, which is the Hollywood Derby, which I think is like last year
yep.
was around December 1st. You know, so this will be, and I also think there's one more race actually at Churchill, but I need to double check on that.
Well, plenty of options, and clearly he's going to be a player going forward, and I suppose the Gio Ponti might be fun, because they probably have you present the trophy anyway. So if you were to win it, you could just stand there with the trophy.
Yeah, no, they didn't do that last year, so they probably forgot that I trained him, but that's okay. Now, the only problem is he just won a grade 2 in the Hill Prince. I'm not sure if it makes that much sense to go from a grade 2 to a regular stakes versus
sure.
try to go for one of the great stakes in California. I don't know. I've got to speak to Mr. Evans about it, see how he comes out of it, and then Mr. Evans can make a decision.
Let's turn to the absolute sprinting fool, Disco Partner. It's just unbelievable, and adds the turf sprint championship, the invitational, I should say, and he's just amazing. And in fact, we should note, Pure Sensation ran a terrific racer himself.
Well, absolutely, I was very proud of the two horses. The ground is a touch on the soft side. You know, it's not soft, but I mean, it's like good on the soft side of good. So Pure Sensation did all the hard work. He put away that horse who tried to come with him early on, and he paid for it a little bit in the last eighth of a mile. You know, Pure Sensation can go 6 furlongs on firm turf. If the ground is good, it's 6 furlongs is really the end of the world for him. The Breeders' Cup, I believe, is like 5.5 furlongs, so I've got to check on that, but I'm almost sure it's 5.5. And so it's easier than 6 for him. The ground would be a big deal. If the ground is on the fast side of good, then I think I would probably train the 2 horses for it. They just don't handle softer turf, so we just have to keep an eye on the... I want to keep them Breeders' Cup eligible. And maybe that I'll do a pre-entry and then keep an eye on the ground, and then we can make a decision after that.
Very good. He'll be a major player. It feels like you, Jason Service, and Peter Miller, the three of you, you could run your own Breeders' Cup sprint, turf sprint. You guys have got about 8 horses between the three of you.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
as
amazing.
Long as I beat them, it's okay. If they beat me, then it's not okay. And last year, Peter Miller beat me. I finished 3rd and 4th. I think he finished 1 and 2 in the Breeders' Cup sprint. So we've got to try to challenge that.
Well, it's going to be terrific. It's really been one of the nice additions to the Breeders' Cup in general, the turf sprint category. Let's going to get to Monday, yesterday, in a minute. But on Sunday, what a delight it was to turn on the television at 9:30, and there you were, right on the set, helping present the ARC Day card. That was fun. You were terrific.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm working on my second career. I'm trying to improve and just... But this was fun. I mean, I love the arc. It's a great race. The winner, Enable, is a top-class filly. It's amazing that in less than 5 years, you had two fillies who won the arc twice, Trev and Enable. Such as it is, as I said on TV the other day, it's amazing to think that we won... You had two Triple Crown winners also in less than 5 years. These are the kind of horses who I think bring people to the track. You know, we need champions, we need famous horses, and the fact that the horse can win the arc twice, it's fun because, you know, it's always nice for horses to last and then they become more popular.
Very much. Well, speaking of horses that last, Black Type yesterday in the Knickerbocker. This was a group of hard-hitting older horses, all 5 and 6, and Black Type 7. And Joel Rosario again, and Rosario gets to the front and holds off High Happy late.
Now that's a lot of fun. So it's for some strange reason we've been very lucky in that race. My assistant told me that we won that race 7 times over the last, 25 years, which is fun. You know, I used to win on the mile and 8, mile and a quarter, mile and a half turf races. Now people think I can only win turf sprints. And so it's nice to win something more than a mile kind of thing. I never thought, I don't think it's difficult to train horses going long on grass or going short on turf. I just think you have to go with the natural ability of every single horse you train. But the fact that Black Type is 7 years old, the fact that he belongs to Jump Saka, which is a stable name of a partnership led by Mr. Steve Danker, who used to be our chairman, makes it a lot of fun. And let's hope we can do it again.
Well, and of course he repeats in here, and indeed 7 wins in the race, Chris, going back. Who was your first? You remember?
Yeah, I do actually. It was 1993. A horse called River Majesty.
Bruce McNall.
Bruce McNall is a horse who finished. He should have won the Manhattan that year, but unfortunately, he raced against a horse called Paradise Creek, where the track record probably for 20 years or 25 years in New York, going a mile and a quarter in that race, where he went. A mile and a quarter, 157.4. So I even remember the time.
Well, this is not the first time that you've won the race back-to-back, because tell everybody about 2000 and 1999 and the wonderful Charge d'Affair.
Correct. Well, they also came from France, was a top-class horse, belonged to a lovely lady who passed away since, called the Marquesa de Maratala, was a wonderful French owner. And he's, the horse was a top-class 2 years old in France, disappointing as a 3-year-old. He had a little bit of a bleeding issue, so he came to the States and he did well. He won that race twice, and I think he won the race, which is now the Cetacean in California, which used to be a different name at the time.
You also won it in 2009 with Operation Red Dawn, who I just vaguely remember. He was also a 7-year-old.
Correct. He was an older horse, very one-paced. He was not the top class horse, but he tried so hard that he won that year. And, he's still alive, and he's an eventer in Virginia at the moment. So people are
very nice
to Fox Hunt.
Well, and then of course 5 years ago for Mrs. Weber with the wonderful Za Approval as well.
Yeah, top class horse that I loved, and then you know we went to the Breeders' Cup and he finished second, I think, in the Breeders' Cup Mile that year. And the top class horse, unfortunately, I did not keep him the following year, but I loved him. I thought he was a lovely horse.
Absolutely, and Joel Rosario rode him that year. Well, that started the day nicely. You then also had the allowance win ahead of Lonely. Rode almost 19-1, the quality rode filly, and Davey Cohen takes advantage again, Chris. This was a bit of a surprise, but it felt like she was just lost on the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. We always liked her. She ran first time out at Belmont a bit unfit, got beat, but she ran okay. She showed ability. She came back and she won impressively with Manny Franco. Then I went in the stakes in Saratoga, not doing as good in Saratoga, run disappointingly, and I gave him the wrong instruction because I told him to try to save a little bit for the end. So he took her back. The track was speed favoring, so I mean, it was definitely the wrong instruction. She went back to the farm to be turned out 3 or 4 weeks afterwards to give a bit of a summer break. Came back, trained well. Mr. Evans kept telling me that the dam was better on turf and she was placed in a grade 3 on grass in New Jersey. So I worked twice when he rode on the turf. Twice the works were nice. So we took a shot, but I was surprised she was 19-1. The dam was grade 3 place on the grass. I'm not saying Chicham in the favorite, but are there also people who have recognized a little bit more talent, which I'm sure they will now?
Well, the dam, in fact, and I happened to remember the dam a little bit, and that was Lonesome Town. She broke her maiden at Keeneland, and I think Mark Frostad had her. And then later, when you talk about the Eatontown, Mike Trombetta, I think, at that point, was training her. And indeed, I mean, that's why people have to look at pedigree when you see horses move from the dirt to the turf. She got a 70. What'd she get? A 70. I looked it up. She got a 76 buyer. She got a nice fig, Chris.
Okay, no, that's great. You know,
67.
I mean, I've run her four times as a two-year-old, so the big question is, do you train her for the Breeders' Cup two-year-old now? Do you just give her some time? I'm not sure. I just thought, you know, let's give her a few days. My gut feeling is she's done enough as a two-year-old, but she's, you know, she's a bit small, she's compact. Will she train on to be a nice three-year-old next year? I don't know. It's always difficult when they're so finished, when they're so made, when they're so mature, when they're young. You always have a question mark if they will improve from two to three, and I don't know the answer. I've got to think about it.
Well, just a spectacular 3 days, and you've already been quoted as with this period of success, with a lot of horses running well. You talked about the rain and the off the turf races at Saratoga, and how it basically pushes back all your plans, and so it's kind of a logical extension that when the horses are getting their opportunities, they're firing.
No, absolutely. It's just the weather's been tough. Not much we can do about it. But I think Nara lost more than 50 races in Saratoga. I think they lost already 25, 30, at least more than 30 races already at Belmont Park. So it's really affecting Nara. You know, it goes back to what I've always been thinking, which is I wish in the mid-90s when we're talking about it, that somebody would have put a putty track on the inside of the turf course in New York just to run all these off-the-turf races. Because it would be, as a trainer, it would have been an amazing tool, but that's the way it is. In the meantime, you know, we just have to do the best we can. I think there's more rain coming this week on Thursday, which obviously will affect the turf races this coming weekend. You know, we just stay here for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and we've got a new turf course at Taqueduct, which should help us. And if we can use it, great. And if we can't, then I don't know. I might have to think about sending some horses to California, or I might have to ship some horses to Woodbine to have access to that putty track. I know you just have to be a little bit creative to find a way to run your horses, you know.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the turf for the weekend. They did draw the Saturday card yesterday, and I see that Claiborne and Mrs. Dilschneider's lovely Warfront Filly Lull in the Floral Park on Saturday.
Correct. She's doing great, training great, looks great. I love that filly. But I will only run if the ground is good or on the firmer side of good. I will not run on the softer side of good or soft. She hates it. I've done that before, and I don't. She's just too good of a horse for me to make that mistake twice. But I'm not going to worry about it. We'll just let's wait and see, and I will walk the turf course on Saturday morning, and then we can make a decision.
Talk about the filly as well that we're going to see is staying in North America for the Pebbles. Victorine, who turned up in the Sands Point and stayed with you, and this is Ed Rothschild's filly. And I thought, you know, that she ran, you know, first North America was okay. You're going to add Lasix for the Pebbles. And how has she, you know, how has she been since the summer?
You know, I like her. She's a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious, but she's trained well. She's a very good mover. I'm running her back probably a little bit quick, but I don't have any other options. I would have loved to wait another week or two, but I don't have that option at the moment. And I think she's a nice horse. It's exciting. And she belongs to Edouard de Rothschild, who's at the head of France Gallo, which is a French racing association. So he's the president, of basically, of French racing. And he very much enjoys racing. He can see everything in France about what we do in the States, and it would be great to do well for him if we could.
Well, just yet another lovely client to add to your roster of impressive owners. And also, I've got to ask you about Brooke Marie, that two-year-old that is going to come back, shorten up a little bit to 7/8, the Lemon Drop Kid filly for Backy Isbister.
Absolutely. So she's nice. Ran her twice. Twice she looked like winning the race at the quarter pole, but she got beat twice. I hope I'm not making a mistake by running her shorter. She's another one who is much better on the firmer turf course versus a softer turf course. I will works have been good even on dirt lately, which they were not before. So if the race is off the turf, I probably will try as well on dirt. But I don't know if it's... The ground is too soft. That's another one I'm not sure I'm going to think about. Because we've done that in New York when we first came back from Saratoga. And as I said, she looked great, and then she just flattened out at the end. And I don't mind to make a mistake once. It always upsets me to make the same mistake twice.
Well, a lot of things going really well. And, Christophe, a very special weekend. I think the number was, what, 7 wins in the last 12 starters that you've sent out. And we're looking forward to getting to Churchill and the turf sprint for the Generazios. And clearly potential for more. So best wishes, and I appreciate it very much, the visit.
Thank you so much.
Christophe Clément, and Christophe just firing on all cylinders. Going to take a top of the hour break. Andy Serling will fire on all cylinders and take us to the bottom of the hour with Andy next. Get some thoughts about the whole weekend, the champagne and everything else that went on, the Flower Bowl and the Hill Prince, Beldame, and so forth. More with Andy Serling. Talk about New York after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.